President Vladimir Putin marking the Defender of the Fatherland Day in Moscow Monday to honor Russia's military victories and war veterans. But it was the fall of the Soviet Empire in 1991 that defines Mr. Putin's vision, says Edward Lucas, author of the book The New Cold War.
He once feels that Russia was cheated in the 1990s, that the Soviet Union was humiliated and toppled by the West, and it's time to get back what was lost, both in terms of status but also in terms of territory.
Western leaders say that vision is being rolled out in Ukraine, and they accuse Mr. Putin of sending troops over the border, a charge denied by the Kremlin. The West has enacted sanctions against several oligarchs close to the Russian leader. They've had little effect, says Ben Judah, author of the Putin biography, Fragile Empire.
What that shows is that there aren't any oligarchs anymore. There is a Putin dictatorship, and there are people who are completely dependent on him for their wealth or their role in Russian politics, and they're not able to influence him.
Judah says Vladimir Putin feels he is the only person who can lead and revive the Russian nation.
Whether he needs to do that through war, he'll do that through war. If he needs to do that for economic growth, he'll do that for economic growth. If he's going, the only way to do that is through nationalism and confrontation with the West, he'll do that.
Vladimir Putin was an officer in the Soviet Union's intelligence service, the KGB, rising to the rank of lieutenant colonel. That's left an indelible mark, says Edward Lucas.
He retains the ruthless and paranoid worldview, which is the hallmark of the KGB. He's also come to love the limelight, and he's gone from the shadows, really, to being an international figure, and he enjoys everything that comes with that.
Despite such prominence, Mr. Putin admitted in this interview last November that he has few friends.
You know, I don't feel lonely, as strange as that may sound. Friendly meetings, contact, I don't have much, even with people whom I consider my friends.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
Such candor is rare. Mr. Putin has sought to project an image of masculinity, famously pictured without a shirt, riding a horse in 2009, and filmed here, flying alongside a flock of cranes in 2012. The image hides insecurities, says Ben Judah.
Putin is a very lonely, very unhappy, deeply isolated man, terrified of physical decay, and a man who feels enormous self-pity. That he has to bear this cross of Russia, that he has to confront these forces.
Analysts say such complexities are crucial to understanding the man behind the modern-day Kremlin, a president and former spy determined to restore Russian power and pride at almost any cost. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.